Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Emergency officials are working to restore gas and power in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover this morning after explosions and fires in at least 60 homes following a gas line break yesterday afternoon. One person, an 18-year-old man in Lawrence, was killed. Leo Rondon died when a chimney that exploded off of a home landed on his car. More than 20 other people, including at least one firefighter, were injured, two of them critically. Hundreds of people are still in shelters where they spent the night after mandatory evacuations from their homes. And to hear more about what's happening, we're joined now by WBUR's Quincy Walters, who's at a shelter in Lawrence. Quincy, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Quincy, what are you seeing and hearing this morning?
Well, actually, for the first time since last night, I'm actually seeing the surrounding area. Last night, the power was cut off, and it was hard to see anything. And now, with the rising sun, it's easy to see where I'm going.
Quincy, you're at a shelter in Lawrence. How many people were there last night? How many are there now?
The Red Cross says there's about 100 people here. When I was in North Andover, it was just starting to fill up, mostly older folks and families. I spoke to Shannon Cooper at the North Andover High School shelter. She was planning to spend the night with her family.
The house next to mine was on fire. They had to cut the gas line and the electric. Because of the, everything that's going on with Columbia Gas right now. Didn't really have anywhere else to go. All my family lives in Lawrence. Just a little stressed out right now.
Quincy, you were in North Andover last night as this was all really unfolding. What did you see and hear from residents?
Well, residents said they were confused, they were concerned. I spoke to Judy Lee, and she was by herself. She said she was told to evacuate around 6 p.m. When I spoke to her, they were setting up cots. She wasn't sure if she was going to spend the night.
I don't have family that lives in the immediate area. And what's really interesting, any of my close friends that I have in Andover, North Andover, they've evacuated too.
And, Jack, I also spoke to Congressman Seth Moulton, who stopped by at the shelter. He flew in from D.C. last night. His district includes the affecting communities.
It's absolutely shocking. I mean, we live in America. You should feel safe in your home. And all these people don't feel safe in their own homes. There are homes literally exploding in this town right here in suburban Massachusetts. We've got to get to the bottom of it, but first of all, we just got to make sure people are safe.
Quincy, what are officials saying as far as when people who were evacuated may be able to go home?
So the only thing that's known is that there are thousands of homes that have to be cleared, and people won't be given the go-ahead to go back home until those homes are deemed safe. So that could be the end of the day, it could take a few days, and no one seems to really know for certain.
That's WBUR's Quincy Walters reporting from Lawrence on the situation in the Merrimack Valley. Dozens of homes either set ablaze or where there were gas explosions last night. Quincy, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.